Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for helping us celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Daryl Esch has joined us. He's still with us, folks. After all, having gone through a couple of segments, crazy segments with me, he's still hanging around. He's a senior vice president of credit at PayPal, paypal.com. We've been talking about the great credit options that they offer. I use their services. I haven't used the credit, but I have used their cash flow services. And of course, I buy stuff all the time using PayPal, Daryl. And so congratulations. Whatever I can do to help your retirement, I'm always happy to do that. So
my kids appreciate that.
Exactly. I'm sure they do. So, all right, Daryl, I want to change the subject a little bit, because I want to get your thoughts, not as an expert in this topic, because you said you aren't necessarily, but from a standpoint of what PayPal will be doing in the area of creating digital trust. One of the things that I've been working on for a long time, and I wrote a book about this, is we spent 10,000 years building a society and cultures and markets on what I call analog trust. Humans require trust. And if we don't find a way to create digital trust, then I think the digital age is going to come to a grinding halt. We saw that in Washington yesterday with Google and with Facebook over the last few weeks and months getting grilled, Facebook's Libra cryptocurrency. At the base of all of this, Daryl, is there's a lack of digital trust. And I believe that, I don't know if blockchain will be the thing that will get us there, but I think it's as closest thing as we've found to do that. And I wanted to know what you think will be PayPal's response to the blockchain going forward.
Yeah, sure. I think you're right relative to the trust. It seems to be the technology with the best possibilities coming up. We are indeed one of the named founding members of Libra, so we are mm-hmm. we are involved there with that program. Our perspective, though, we're in 200 markets around the world, dealing in 100 currencies already, and so our perspective is we're going to be there when it's there. So when cryptocurrency becomes a thing at scale that consumers are using to buy and transfer around the world, again at scale, we're going to be there for it.
Your lending contracts are going to convert from analog contract to a smart contract, probably, you know, sooner than later. Would you agree with that?
Depending on your definition of sooner, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, 5 years, 3 years, 10 years, but eventually we're all going to be using smart contracts, aren't we?
I think that seems right.
Yeah. So, but now in terms of your participation with the Libra, you're one of a number of groups. What is it? MasterCard, Visa, they're all part of that too.
Sure. Several Visa, members, MasterCard right? are all playing in it. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What,
and some
what,
of the and some of the big fintech companies too, or the big e-commerce companies like Uber
right,
as well.
Right. What can you say? What was PayPal's motivation for being part of this?
Well, unlike some of the others out there that are more speculative, digital currencies or cryptocurrencies that are more speculative and they're more of an asset class, Libra is the one that seems to have the right amount of just reinforcement coming in it with the companies that are going to play, that it has a chance, seems to have a good chance of getting off the ground and scaling as a real transacting currency mm-hmm. that has linked to a fiat currency that gives it real value, and not just speculative value, but tied to actual currencies.
If there's one thing about Bitcoin, thy name is speculation. There's no question about that. And you guys are smart to do the Libra. In fact, by the way, in my 2019 predictions, my 20th set of predictions, I predicted that Facebook or Amazon would have a cryptocurrency this year. And I'm surprised that Amazon didn't go first. But I wish you the best with this. We're gonna continue to track you guys and keep up with you on this. And I hope you'll come back and talk to us. Continue to give us reports on the small business financing world and the progress of this partnership with Facebook on the Libra. Will you come back? Will you come back soon?
I will. Yeah, indeed, we'll do. Thanks, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
PayPal.com, right?
That's exactly right.
All the products right there, folks. And check out their two different kinds of lending for small businesses, term lending and asset lending. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.